Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and wherever you're listening from this afternoon, your home, your car, lots of people working from home. Welcome to Monday.
Lots of people working from home.
Good luck if you're working from home with the kids, is all I can say, because no one's going to be doing anything.
Remember on that first day that we worked from home, when we said how nice it was to be with the kids and the pets, and oh, God.
Wow.
Yep. My hands are dry because I've been washing like
a
madman. I've been sanitizing like a madman.
Good.
Just when I thought, because remember finding out about 20 seconds of washing your hands, and it was like, I didn't know you were meant to wash your hands for 20 seconds.
No, I mean, you don't even wash yours, so it was a big jump.
I thought that was something off air that wasn't going to come on air, but I am now. But this, I heard this, because for people who are wondering, how long is 20 seconds and how do I make that fun? Well, Google has a fun thing where you can ask Google, hey, Google, can I wash my hands? And it plays a song for 20 seconds. And I thought, that might be nice. And then
what
I heard
it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Google, help me wash my hands.
Wash your hands for 40 seconds, please.
Oh, 40.
So we'll chase the germs away so you don't cough and sneeze.
Fine if you're three.
Lather up your hands
this
about
is like what I
have
to sit through with Evie every day on
between each finger
YouTube.
Can never be too sure.
Oh, my God.
We're not even halfway.
Wash your hands less. That would make you want to hurry up and finish it.
Everything.
What if you record a hand washing song for us instead that we can all put on our playlist?
Oh,
and then we say, hey, Tommy, or hey, Google, get the Tommy song up so we can wash our hands.
Yeah.
And then we wash our hands while you sing us a song.
I mean, no.
Why not?
Not every idea is a good idea.
What if you sang shiny, happy people? You love that song.
That is the only song worse than that washing your hands song. Is that who did that washing hands song? Was that R.E.M.?
Yeah, same people.
Everybody hurts. Okay.
Hey, we've got Harry Styles tickets coming out later in the show. We do.
Yeah, we're here to keep you company.
And up next, just some fun that we've overheard in these tough times that is going to make you smile. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Everyone's talking about corona everywhere you go at the moment.
Pretty
much anyone you FaceTime, any shop you go into, whatever, wherever and whatever you're doing, people are talking about corona.
It's a great opportunity to do one of my favourite jokes, which is when like a song is playing that's been played for the last year. Like if you were to hear Dance Monkey now and you go, oh, my God, is this new? I haven't heard this. And you watch everyone erupt around you. It's a great opportunity to go, what's coronavirus?
Imagine if you said that.
I love it. There couldn't be anyone
that wouldn't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Could there?
Yeah. For sure.
How? Unless you were maybe...
I love when you try and pick your words because you realise we're on national radio.
No, I just think some people may not be aware of lots of things in the world that are happening.
That's what I mean. Yeah, completely.
But not if you were able to understand what was going on in the world, you'd be...
I reckon you should move on.
No, I'm trying to clarify that.
No, I reckon there's heaps of isolated people.
Do you think people that are participating in life, there's anyone that wouldn't know what corona is?
I reckon there is a lot of isolated people that would only know what's going on in their community.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, if only you didn't end up having dealing with the consequences of not being aware of what it is, that's all.
We're getting serious.
We're trying not to. But you've just made me think of a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, which is what you do often. I really admire that. Anyway, what I was going to bring you wasn't something serious. I was going to bring you just a little fun conversation I overheard as I was walking about corona. I walked past two girls who were walking together. And as I walked past, I heard one girl say to the other, oh, my God, he's really giving me the shits at the moment, but now is not the time to find someone else. Corona bringing people together. She's thinking, if it wasn't for corona, I would move on from this guy. I don't want to be in lockdown on my own.
That might have answered a question that I have.
And finding someone new would be hard.
Yeah, I've often wondered if this is the time where dating apps are like a fire sale where everything must go. It's like grab a girlfriend. Because you're like, before we go into lockdown, if everyone's staying.
Isolating on your own would be so incredibly hard for long periods of time.
Yes.
Once again, we're getting serious. It's meant to stay fun. There's just so many different emotions to feel about corona. But let's stay on the emotion of fun things you've overheard. Yes. I want to hear from people in 131060, the conversations you've heard people chatting about.
Yeah,
I think we've even got a little sting made up.
Corona heard from a safe distance.
Corona heard, the things you've overheard about the coronavirus.
131060 is the number. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're asking what you've heard, what you've overheard about Corona while you've been, you know, out and about. We've got a little sting, Jeff.
Corova heard.
What have you Corova heard from a safe distance?
Yeah, what was yours?
Well, I was walking past a girl who said, he's really giving me the shits right now, but now's not the time to find someone else. And yeah. I thought, interesting.
Isn't that great?
Yes. It's like my friend, I was listening to a friend talk on her phone about how she's just discovered what her husband does for a job because they're now both working
from home
together. She said, oh, my God, his job is so boring and I had no idea. Oh,
and you'd be pretending to your partner that you were so busy. God, babe, we're flat out at work and then you're just trying to make jobs around the house.
There's a conversation for another day because working from home, she was saying to me, they both have to work from the same room and they're all doing these Zooms where they Zoom into all their team members, but they're both trying to Zoom to all their team members in the same room with two desks and they're like, it's just almost impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Ramsey, what have you Corova heard?
I was walking to St Kilda Beach last night with my wife, and I heard this gentleman, I wouldn't call him a gentleman, but he's talking to his mate and he's like, I'm trying to drop this girl. He goes, but I can't. His mate goes to him, he goes, coronavirus, mate. And he goes, hey, it's a good idea. He goes, so they're using the coronavirus to drop this woman.
Oh, so it's just saying they need to isolate and get away from their partner.
Isolate as an excuse to get away from her.
I mean, it's smart. Oh, no, because it's just done a long breathe in, which is not recommended in these times.
I feel like it went from being fun to just made me feel sad.
Mate, we're the ones that are meant to be up and about. Katie, g'day, Katie.
Hey, how are you?
Living the dream. We're having a great time here. Katie, what have you Corova?
Katie, I'm an emotional mess at the moment.
Katie, what have you Corova heard?
I was shopping for toilet paper when the highest of all the excitement was on. And I heard a lady say that all the Kleenex was gone because all the Kleenex in the factory had been infected with the coronavirus and they had to take it off the shelf.
And that's why there was none?
Yeah. The toilet paper had coronavirus.
That's a nicer thought than thinking everyone's hoarded it.
Yeah.
And that poor...
I mean, for the people that had hoarded it, though...
Oh,
maybe.
And also for
just,
that poor woman when she sees someone blowing their nose and she just thinks, you idiot. You're sucking it right up to your face. Chloe, what did you Corova here?
Oh, you know when you've got a special family member at dinner?
Yep.
Well, one of them turned around and asked in a spot of online shopping if it could be transported through the mail.
I don't think that's that dumb.
Well, that's the same idea that the Kleenex was infected. Yeah. It's not. It can't be because it can't.
Sure, it can't be sent. I don't know. They sent anthrax, but I think that was more of a prank.
You can't send corona.
Why not?
Well, like you're sending anthrax. You're not putting it into a form.
But if you spat into an envelope.
I don't know how long would it...
Well, I got told 7 days on a metallic surface. That was today, weirdly. But I did. Just saying, if you...
Do you think all of our chats that we have are going to go from being fun to actually just genuinely concerned about
Okay, guys, no one open your mail.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Shout out to everyone listening on the Hit app around the country. Loads of people streaming us from home, guys.
Listen to us anytime, anywhere. And up next, this isn't next. Later in the show we have Harry Styles tickets. But up next, because... I don't know how to tease it without just saying what it is.
Well, don't say what it is. Oh, well, you can say what it is. Say what it is.
Wait and see.
Yeah, no, it's better to say, not say what it is.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I love when smart people do dumb things.
Yeah, so do I. And I also realised when I first looked at this picture on Instagram that it was a profession inception. I was like, oh, that's a doctor at a doctor.
What do you mean?
Like there was a doctor, but at a doctor's.
Oh, a doctor at a doctor's surgery.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be like seeing a hairdresser get a haircut.
Actually, you don't see that very often.
No. And it made me laugh, and then I realised it's quite serious.
It is quite serious.
The doctor we're talking about is the good doctor, Dr. Chris Brown.
Hello there.
Are you alive?
I am alive. I'm a little sheepish. I'm a little embarrassed over my perceived level of stupidity.
Yeah. You decided that lockdown would be the perfect time to do a bit of DIY in the backyard, didn't you? Mm.
Who doesn't, though? Who doesn't get cooped up in their own backyard, look around that open space and think, you know what, I can probably take that on. I've got no training, no expertise in that particular area, but I've got time. I've got time to do it, to try it and to injure myself.
Now, what was the thing specifically that injured you?
So I looked in my garden. I had this hedge that was sort of overgrown, and it was a plant that I hadn't really seen before and looked kind of juicy, like it was like a succulent cactus-y sort of thing.
Yeah.
I thought it's going to be easy to chop, so I sort of got the secateurs out and started to chop it. And I don't know the terminology, obviously. I've watched The Living Room. It's a great lifestyle show. You should check it out. Yes. And I cut the stem, and it didn't cut completely, so I bent it over to snap it off.
Oh, no.
And it sprayed this white sap in my face. And into my eye, and I thought, oh, well, that's probably not ideal, but it'll be fine. So I kept
it's never good, yep.
I kept on working, and then it started to burn. And it really started to burn quite intensely to the point where it's like, have you ever got chili in your eye? It was like that times about 10. And so through the tears, there was a bit of googling that went on, and discovered that it's not just any old plant. It's a highly toxic, highly corrosive sap that can cause blindness. I rang the Poison Information Centre and they said, get off the phone to us and go straight to hospital.
Oh, no.
You could basically lose your eye. So I did that and I could barely see, like red eyes, just crying constantly just from the irritation.
How did you get there, Brownie?
I got a lift, thankfully. Yeah. God.
What did they do to you when you got there?
They just flushed my eyes out with saline. They just looked at me strangely for quite a long period of time, trying to work out why I'd attempted it and why I'd done this. And
wanted to say to you, we're dealing with much bigger problems, mate.
I know. Have you heard of corona?
Yes.
But then they reassured me that someone else did exactly the same thing 2 days ago. And they've been
They always say that.
Yeah.
They say that when someone walks in with a mislodged carrot, just to make them feel better.
Sure, corona's a big thing, but a potentially bigger thing for them at the moment are DIY injuries from people in self-isolation.
Yeah, well, I love the lessons you've put on your Instagram. You said, here's the lessons. One, stay in your lane, people. Two, I'm a veterinary surgeon, not a tree surgeon. And three, self-isolation DIY injuries are a growth industry.
Yep.
And that is not a growth industry we need when our emergency service is already dealing.
But it is one we want to talk about. Limits,
but it is one we want to talk about.
Yeah, on 131060, Brownie, I don't reckon you're alone. We love to hear from people. What DIY injuries have you got up to? It can be recently, but I'll take some old ones to put people off in the future. Have you, Brownie, have you killed said plant now?
It's dying. Yeah, it's
not. Are you just killing it slowly?
Multiple cuts and just letting it bleed out, letting that just move out over the course of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm angry.
I wish it had eyes so you could get it back.
I'm just slowly injecting it with all sorts of things from the vet clinic and just seeing how it handles it.
So 131060, call us. DIY injuries. Yeah. What shouldn't people be up to while they're in lockdown?
Thanks, Brownie.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
When smart people do dumb things, we're talking about our good mate, Dr. Chris Brown, who has posted on his Instagram that while practicing a bit of social distancing, he thought he'd take to the back garden, do a bit of pruning, and he pruned the old pencil cactus, otherwise known as euphorbia.
And copped a load in the eye.
And he got some sap into his eye, and he then discovered that it's highly toxic and could cause blindness. He was rushed off to emergency. He's totally fine. We just spoke to him before, but he's reminding us all to stay in our lane and not get up to any DIY.
So what are we doing on 131060? When have you copped a load in the eye?
No, we're not.
What are we doing?
We're doing DIY gone wrong.
Oh,
right?
Yes,
we need
great.
To
Give
put a bit of a public service announcement heading into lockdown time when you think, oh, I can do it. I was waiting for someone to come fix that. Yes. I can do that. It's like Chris decided a couple of years ago that he thought, you know what?
A couple of years ago? Okay. What? We're really digging in the archives now. It's like a story from back in 1996 that I don't believe I've told on air in the last 3 months, so we're going to rehash this.
DIY, so when he does, it's memorable.
Yes. What happened a few years ago? Did he cough a load in the eye? What happened?
He decided he'd start doing the lawn mowing. He'd never mowed the lawn before, so he went and bought a lawn mower. He bought an electric lawn mower.
Oh, no. Did he go over the cord?
He went over the cord.
I've never heard a woman laugh so maniacally about her partner and nearly killing himself.
The worst bit was he nearly electrocuted himself, and then he didn't tell me that he nearly did. And what I saw for the next hour was him helping Ollie and Evie to do the bowling. And thank God I only learned after watching them out there that he nearly electrocuted himself, because otherwise...
I didn't shred the cord.
No, I just went over it and kept going, and it just went through the lawn. I know. Yeah. Anyway, it was a good story from 2 years ago.
I know, I loved it. Hey, Scott, what happened to you 2 years ago?
No, it wasn't 2 years ago. It was only on the weekend, mate. It was similar to Chris Brown's with the chainsaw, though. So I'm using this massive big chainsaw cutting up a tree that fell down on the mother-in-law's. Yes. And then I put it away and got a smaller one out, swinging it around like Captain Feathersword. And I thought, oh, my hand felt funny, and I spun around and had a look, and all of a sudden there's a big chunk missing out of my leather glove, and I went, whew, that was close. But yeah, so fingers still count to 10.
Did
still
it take
to 10, but...
Oh, you've still got your fingers? Okay, just
still got my finger, but just took this big chunk out of my leather glove, and I went, yeah, lesson learnt. Small chainsaw still bite, so yeah.
Also, how good is life going when you got yourself some nice leather gloves?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were good leather gloves, and not anymore.
That's true.
Cut all the other fingers off, and they're fingerless leather gloves now. <in fashion. laughs>
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes.
You know what's giving me joy? We should talk about this one day. All the memes going around at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
The one, I was just watching the one of the really hot Latino guy dance around with his top off, and it says pre-quarantine. In comes a really big fat old guy.
He box out post-quarantine. All the gyms are shut.
I know. They are. You have to do, as I've said to you before, all those little stay-at-home workouts, this is their time to shine.
I tell you what, it's a great excuse for not going to the gym, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't feel guilty about it at all. Can't. Impossible. Mm. You mentioned before, we were talking to Dr. Chris Brown because he injured himself. And what's the exact thing you said to get into it? You said, I love when...
Smart people do dumb things.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Why?
You love when smart people do dumb things. Jess, can we have a listen to some audio? Is this familiar because?
Stop it.
Surely, eventually you realise that can't possibly work.
Oh, my God, this is me.
You need a fulcrum.
Why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? See, I don't drink beer.
Think about it. Think
why,
about
why
it.
I'm thinking about it, mate. The champagne's not helping.
Oh. Now, if you're listening to that thinking, is this mystery sound? And you are correct, it is. And if you guessed, is that an idiot trying to open a bottle? That is correct.
Bonus points, sir, if it was Carrie trying to open a bottle. I could not open the top of this beer bottle to save my life on
the
weekend.
I know, mate. I got sent the video from Chris, my best mate.
Do you know what really
partner.
Annoyed me? He sent it round to all of you and didn't tell me that he sent. So I just got messages from all of you going, how'd you go with the beer bottle? And I'm like, I've not approved of this message being distributed.
Not approved of this message, Carrie Bickmore.
In fairness, the bottle opener was a really tricky bottle.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was.
I saw it, mate. We got video.
It was one of those
We didn't get sent
things.
The audio. We got sent video. I've seen the bottle opener.
I know, But anyway, I honestly don't think I would have got there.
You look like a chimp.
In fact, I didn't get there.
You look like
I think
a chimp trying to crack open a coconut or something. It was so weird. It's like you'd never seen either item before. And you were trying to work
beer.
Out a survivor puzzle.
And now wine bottles are open like with bottle top, like a screw top.
So
it's not open. I open a beer.
It's become a hotly debated topic amongst this team because we thought there are two possible scenarios.
Yeah.
As Jessie suggested, well, she's dumb. And I said, don't say that, Jess.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I had your back, mate. I had your back. And I said, no, she's not at all. She's incredibly intelligent, but drunk. She's drunk. And so we then went around the table and went, well, is she dumb or drunk? And then went
what
all around
like
and around.
Me to
well,
been?
I said drunk. Mate, I would never call you dumb. Sonda.
I thought both.
Who else have we got out there? Is it Belle or Caitlin there, Jess?
Yeah, I can get Caitlin.
Okay.
Go on, Caitlin.
Jesse, what was your final, what did you land on? Dumb or drunk?
Absolutely hammered.
Yeah.
Jesse's too new to the team to call me dumb.
Call you dumb, Jan. Caitlin's got an opinion as well.
Of course she does.
Dumb, absolutely dumb.
Okay. on 13, 10, 16.
What, we're going to go to the phones? I can tell you what I was.
No, no. We're gonna open it. Oh. So people call us.
What, just a chance for people to like just throw shade at me?
No, mate, it's not all about you. People, tell us what you've done. Not Carrie.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to call up and say whether I was dumb or drunk.
I know, mate. But that's because you butted in before I finished the question, which is a very dumb thing to do. Give us a call, 131060. Tell us what you did. Tell us the incident, and we have to guess whether you were drunk at the time or you're a bit dumb. Give us a call, 131060, dumb or drunk.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Playing dumb or drunk. You tell us what happened. We have to guess whether you were drunk or just a bit dumb because you couldn't open a bottle. Just couldn't open a bottle. You had a bottle opener and you had a beer and you clanged the two. Have you got a bit there, Jess? You just clanged the two together.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Surely you realise that can't possibly work.
Yeah. And that went on. That went on for...
It actually went on for about 2 minutes until I had to hand the bottle over to someone
else. Oh, man. And, James.
Yeah.
Do you think Bickers was drunk or just a bit dumb?
Oh, that's taking calls on.
I wouldn't have a clue. I can't even guess.
Okay, that's fine. What happened to you? What was the incident?
All right, the incident started with a bunch of my mates and we'll stuffing around as you do at a friend's house.
Yes.
One of them decided it was a great idea to get the garden hose out. Try and wet everybody.
Yes.
So I have decided to flee to the garage roof and attempt to jump to the roof on the house.
Wow.
And I fell through the garage roof before I could even make the jump.
And so we have to guess drunk or dumb, because what do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Okay. Don't use his own weapon back on him. James, I'm going to say drunk. I reckon you were drunk.
Because? You want the answer?
Because, hang on, I want to guess from Bickmore. Okay, you're locking the other one than me. You're going to say dumb. Okay. What is the answer, James?
I was completely and utterly dumb.
Yes. Dumb face.
I knew it.
Great stuff, James. I love it. Let's go to Taylor. Taylor, tell us the incident.
So I was at a party and I decided to climb up the tree and swing around up the tree, got asked to get down out of the tree and just jump.
Oh, no.
Broke my back.
Oh my God, Taylor.
I'm hoping you were drunk so it reduced the injury. Taylor, I'm going to say drunk.
I'm going to say drunk to...
Taylor?
I was blind.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm okay now. I actually continued to party for the rest of the night and went to hospital the next day.
I mean, doesn't seem right to say, but good on you, Taylor.
I don't know if that's not medical advice, though.
No, just look after yourself out there. Yeah. Don't do any of these things. Sandy, g'day, Sandy.
Hello.
You're awesome. Sandy, what was the incident?
The incident was a harbour cruise with my ex-husband who did not like to be embarrassed. he was saying his goodbyes at the end and I was standing with his bottle wife who asked me the time. I turned around to get some light on the face of my watch and stepped off into Sydney Harbour.
I mean, it's the end of a harbour cruise. You were definitely drunk, Sandy. Yeah.
No, I was not.
Really?
There's a gap between the pontoon and the pier.
Yeah.
And I just stepped off like Mary Poppins into the middle of it.
Oh, I mean, you say this is your ex now?
Yes, yes. Embarrassed once too often.
Oh, good riddance.
You sound fun, Sandy.
Yeah, let's get drunk and cheers to new beginnings.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yet another comedian with bugger all to do at the moment. Joins us now, Joel Creasy. G'day.
I know. How did you manage to get this exclusive with me from my kitchen?
What are you doing with your days?
Not a whole lot. I've been putting on a lot of impromptu shows for my partner. A few operas, a couple of ballets. He's a very lucky man.
Well, Joel, unlike a lot of comedians, you have many strings to your bow, but most of them have been cancelled because...
that's really
no, but I mean, your big tour, Messy Bitch, that's been cancelled, postponed. But then also, obviously, you were going to host Eurovision, which has also been cancelled.
Yeah, Eurovision's been cancelled. I was very excited to go to the Netherlands for obvious reasons. So that's gone now. So anyway, but we are looking at a way to give Australia some sort of Eurovision flavour in May, because it's the best week of the year. Well, I mean, I'll argue that. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it is the best week of the year.
Is Australiavision a possibility? I mean, I know it is nation
just
versus
face
nation.
Time
or, well, can we start pitting like country area against country area?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see that. Are you thinking, you know, maybe Cosima DeVito v. Rhonda Birchmore type scenario?
Absolutely. Or just Mandra's finest versus Parramatta's finest. Let's get together.
I would host that. I'm not sure if you can tell, but my approach to hosting TV shows is always just yes.
Yes.
A lot of people are using this time, Joel, to either learn a new skill or spend time doing something they love or write about stuff. Do you have something that you're very passionate about that the world doesn't know about that you want to chat to us about today?
Well, I'm actually currently laying the dinner table because I am very passionate about my my partner, Jack, I guess. And it's our three-year anniversary today. So
aww.
I'm laying the table, but I haven't done a proper shop. So it will be McDonald's on the table, but candlelit, so it's going to be sexy.
Do you get family rates at Macca's?
I don't in Victoria because the McDonald's that you're referring to that my parents possibly own are in Western Australia, and I have to pay full rate.
Just to be clear, because this is the segment, what do you want to talk about? Are we talking about McDonald's or your partner or laying tables?
Okay, no, we're talking about the anniversary dinner I have planned.
Okay.
So
all right.
I,
okay.
I panic bought some cheese in bed the other night. So I'm going to
online?
Online from Milk the Cow. So
did you?
I'm currently doing a cheese board. I'm going to I'm going to dress up because you'll be shocked to hear I have quite a large wardrobe. So I'm going to do.
What are you dressing up in?
Well, I thought I might do a tux type scenario up top. And what would you? Do you think that's a no?
No. I was just looking for, well, I mean,
Kerry's waiting for the downstairs like a sleaze.
I was looking forward to the downstairs.
And the G-banger downstairs, Kerry. Is that what you were hoping to hear?
Exactly what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. And
I mean, I'm thinking for Jack. That's what he'd want. I'm putting myself in Jack's shoes right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I reckon he would run a mile if he could, but unfortunately he's stuck here with me. And then we're gonna sit down. I'll probably have too much to drink, and then I'll talk him through my my life problems as I do every night.
So, is organising dinner a special event in itself?
I mean, the fact that we're going to sit at the dinner table and eat—that is a shock. We normally do it in bed, rewatching RuPaul's Drag Race, and then I wake up the next day to find all the mustard sauce stains all over the bed. Yeah, and we have to wash the sheets every day. That has been our life lately.
I mean, do it wherever you want is the message from that.
Thank you, Tommy. I really appreciate that. I'll let Jack know that we've got the go-ahead to eat in bed.
Quarantine is either going to make or break relationships. Given you're going to be in each other's space the whole time now, how are you going to survive this? Do you think you'll be good?
Oh, no. We are heading towards the worst. This is going to be... We have argued over everything. I've stormed off, I reckon, four times a day minimum.
Just to the room next door? Yeah. You can't really
just
storm
to the room
far.
Next door. Well, I was downstairs trying to work out dates to postpone my tour, and there's been so many logistics involved, and Jack kept calling me before, going, come upstairs, I've got to show you something, it's really important. So we were racing upstairs. His Jedi had just upgraded his lightsaber on the PlayStation game he was playing. Not a euphemism either. So, the green lightsaber.
Creasy, we will stay tuned for the rescheduling of your shows. I'm assuming your attitude is much like mine, which is there will be comedy before the end of the year.
Oh, absolutely. There will be comedy before the end of the year. I think, I think what all the festivals have done and what all the promoters have done is they've done the right thing. We all need to stay home, and then we will deliver, you know, some amazing shows at the end of the year. I'm going to have so much material, and I'll be so excited to be out of the house.
Well, keep your eyes and ears peeled for Joel Creasy's Messy Bitch Tour, which will be coming before the end of the year. Mate, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much. I'm off to finish the table.
Yeah, good luck. Have a nice
Thank
night.
Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, it's Harry Styles.
Got a surprise for you.
Harry Styles, Love on Tour, Australia 2020. Tickets on sale now. Go to livenation.com.au for tickets and more info. Or...
welcome to the show.
Win them right here with Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
We need something good to look forward to.
Oh, we need a bit of Harry.
We definitely, I mean, if you had that at the end of the year coming at you, you could get to the end of the
year
with a positive mindset.
If I knew I had a directioner waiting for me, I'd be absolutely fine. What about you, Kel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the enthusiasm we were looking for.
How much do you love Harry Styles, Kel?
Oh, I love him so much. He inspires me a lot.
What do you think of the big stupid pants he's wearing?
Yeah. Some people can't pull it off, but I think he does a good job.
I agree.
Very diplomatic. Well, we did ask you to register your details online and tell us why you have to go see Harry Styles. And guess what, Kel? What? You and a friend are going to see Harry's show.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Kel.
Rachie there.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Harry, hey, Tommy.
Guess what?
Oh, my God, I'm hoping that you're saying I'm going to win.
No, sorry, we just have to take some losers' calls as well. Rach, congratulations, you got two tickets to see Harry Styles.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
What about Rebecca from Wild Wild West Australia? Beck, are you pretty keen to see some Harry?
I'm extremely excited.
Tickets are yours, congratulations, Beck.
Oh, my God, thank you so
And finally,
much.
To Carly. Carly, are you there?
I am Elton.
You're off to see Harry Styles. Let's go better as well. Oh, that's a bit of joy in the day, isn't it?
It's really just perked me up.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Tommy, you're off to see Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, Love on Tour Australia 2020. Tickets are on sale now. Go to livenation.com.au for tickets and more info. Harry Bickmore
and Tommy Little. One of the positives about us being in lockdown is we have more time at home
yes.
to learn new skills.
Yes.
I know your mate Luke McGregor is going to learn the ukulele, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, because he found himself being too sexually attractive to the opposite sex, so he thought, I need to bring that down a notch and learn the uke.
I thought I might learn to play the piano more.
Yes.
Yep. I saw great. You two the other day. Oh, sorry, no, Chris Martin. It'd be good if I worked out who it is I'm trying to learn. Coldplay's Chris Martin playing Cox.
Oh, this is when you accidentally called it Cox the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I want to learn to play Cox by the end of this lockdown.
Yes.
But my dad is also learning a new skill, which has delighted me, and particularly my son, Ollie. He finds it very amusing. And I thought, this is something that I think a lot of people could learn from. And he joins us now. Are you there, Dad?
Yeah, I'm there, darling. How are you?
Brian, you great man.
Thank you, Ty.
I need to know, what is this new skill that you're learning?
Well, look, I've had every meal, breakfast, lunch and dinner out for 45 years. That's a true story.
And he's not joking. When I moved in with him,
the kitchen's never been
7 years, he didn't have the stove connected.
Yes.
So I decided, you're the second person I've spoken to in a week. I've been in isolation since last Sunday week.
Yeah.
And I decided that I better learn to cook some food.
What was the first thing, after 45 years of eating out, what was the first thing that you cooked?
I bought some, I don't know if you'd call it cooking, but I saw some singles, I saw some singles cheese. I thought, I must need that, right?
Yes.
And I took that home with some bread and some corn of the cob, and I put the corn of the cob and heated that up. I had that with some singles on toast. What about
you? Are eating like a 19-year-old bachelor.
Yeah, but no, but then I bought some steak and put it in the freezer. And the other night I had steak.
Ooh.
I mean, that's very fancy.
Brian, how'd you go cooking your steak?
I actually went out to the barbecue, which has never been used.
Yeah.
And I turned on the gas, thinking I'd blow myself through teriyaki. And I cooked it on there, then I brought it back and I just ate it.
The only time I've seen you barbecue is at my house and the rate of turnover for the steak, honestly, you don't even let it hit the pan on one side before you've turned it. By the time you eat it, you need a chainsaw to chew through it.
By the way, there's a common element in all my meals for dinner.
Yep.
Corn of the cob.
Corn on the cob.
The one I'm most excited about though, Dad, tell me what happened when you went to the grocery store yesterday.
I got one of those basket things and I walked around and I just walked slowly around. Everybody's very respectful. Walked around and
it's
I came
because
you're
old,
across,
Dad. Yeah, no. We've been told to be respectful to the elderly.
Thank you very much. Anyway, I came around. I was just standing looking at mince, which I'd done, mince. And it was the only one left. And I looked at it and I looked at it and I thought, shit, I better get it. So I got it. And I was standing in the checkout and this woman came and she said, oh, my God, you've got mince. Is there any more? And I said, no. Do you want mine? She said, no. And I said, I don't know what to do with it. And anyway, she let me keep it. And I saw it this morning and I thought, what am I going to do with that? Anyway.
So you called my mum. You guys haven't been married for how many years now?
37 years.
And you call mum and ask her how to make mince patties.
How to make mince patties, yeah. Well, you could Google, I guess, but...
Nah, no. Mum's a great cook. She's amazing. And how did your mince patties turn out?
I haven't done them yet. I'm saving that for the end of the week.
That's a treat.
See, I have date night with myself on Friday night. And I always like to have a piece of steak, a bottle of red.
Are you trying to romance yourself, Brian?
Yeah. Believe me. Look, you know what? I was unemployed for 6 months in 1977 before you were born, Tommy. And I, for 6 months, every day, I got so excited when Days of Our Lives would come on. I still ask people when they mention Days of Our Lives, I always say, how's Hope going? Because I remember Hope, right?
Yeah, and it's still the same storyline.
Oh, is it? Oh, is she aged much or...?
No. The Botox is working.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what I thought is that this is inspiring. I mean, I don't know how you feel after listening to that. I feel inspired to cook.
I'm excited to see how a corn cob is going to fit inside a mince patty.
So I think we're going to check in with Dad, once a week, and we're going to do some quarantine cuisine with Brian. I'll work on the name. I'm not 100% sure that that'll be the name, but like that's what we'll do each week. And we'll just see what's on the menu, what you can use from the pantry to whip up in the kitchen that night.
Nigella awesome.
I'm running out of alcohol. But
sounds like a skinful, Brian.
Oh, I didn't know that was a test. Oh, I thought it was how much was in your fridge.
Thanks, Dad. We'll FaceTime you later.
Five bottles left.
Okay. I'll send you some booze around.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dad.
Good on you, Brian.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cusie and Ed are here.
Ed, I did see you. Mate. I felt guiltier because I actually felt like I was spying on you. I happen to have a studio feed of Dancing with the Stars before you guys were on air.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Why on earth would you want that?
At home, have you asked for them to plug in?
No, because I was in here doing the project and one of the monitors was on the studio feed.
Oh, because you went to see... Is that because you went to see... Because Christian Wilkins was doing a cross live from his balcony?
No, it's because I'm isolated for the rest of the team on Sunday anyway. I had a lot of
monitors. Can I ask that just before we get to him? Can I ask Tommy... Yeah? So you are on the desk, but on the desk in Melbourne.
In Melbourne and they're in Sydney, yes.
And you can but you can still like sort of pipe up whenever you like, if you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. So we have we have a screen where they're meant to be sitting. There's a screen in the distance. So when I look at that screen of them that's always on them, it looks like I'm kind of looking at them. So in that wide shot they take, it's got those three at the desk and then a monitor of me.
Is there any delay?
Like, no.
Yeah, I have a quick question because I know everyone's working home now, but I wasn't sure that flexibility allowed to work from the toilet, Ed. Is that where you're from right now? Because you sound like you're working from the dunny.
Don't. I've got a headset on. I'm in a room with some carpet. You're right.
You're on the dunny, mate. You're definitely
Your Zoom is on. You turn your Zoom down.
Zoom's going to get people in trouble, you know.
That's a nightmare.
All these, isn't it? And you know what I keep thinking about? All the conferencing that's going on and all the stuff you have in your house that the people you work with don't know, like books you might have in the background or things you get up to and you've left your undies lying around drying on the dryer.
Because you're an innocent person, Carrie. You said the books you might have lying around. What an innocent thing to say.
I had the Kama Sutra. My daughter walked around with the Kama Sutra in her hand.
That is good to hear, but Ed does sound like he's joining this conversation by a cold sort of overhead speaker, doesn't he?
All right, you guys keep talking. I'll shut up and see if I can fix this.
Can you just say one thing? Aisle three for us? Yeah. Paper shortage. Hey, Cusie, you're joining us on the project tonight. Speaking of working from home, to talk about how it's all going with the kids home from school.
Yeah, absolutely. And, but my daughter's about to crank up her piano lesson just in the room right next to this room. So my wife just rang me and said, can you disinfectant the piano? So I've got to go out there with a spray and wipe, apparently. And
are you going to find something equally annoying to get her back? You're going to take up the recorder or something?
Well, I'd like to. But anyway, we're all going to be, it's cabin fever.
Family band.
Oh, my God, you mocked me that my family could sing in the round and play musical instruments together.
Yes.
The Swamp
family
coming back.
You know, my wife said, that is good. That's musical. My wife said we should do a family podcast. And I said, yeah, let's just do that for our WhatsApp group. I don't think that needs to get out and about.
Also, by the sounds of you working from home, you are going to end up doing a family podcast.
Just in case you do, can I have first naming rights on What's the Hughes?
Oh, What's the Hughes?
Or What's You, Pussycat?
Whoa.
Nope.
Oh, before we go, we need to get to what was your question for Ed Cavalli, Tommy? You had a question for Ed.
Oh, because I saw him warming up, but then I didn't get to see the show. I wanted to know how his dance went.
I'm back talking, but I'm reticent here.
Okay, you finished on the loo.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
It's a long one. It's all right. I think I've
got Ed on in a different room or something.
All right, I'm going to be quiet, but I'm... It should be good for our show, hopefully.
He got through as the answer.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Stuck at home? Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app or stream us on your smart speaker.